This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very, very good morning, good afternoon. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. And of course, a lot going on in Australia this week because it is Yom HaShoah, and later on in the week. And Australia is a home, became home to many Holocaust survivors. Unlike South Africa, South African Jewry, many of them came to South Africa, took refuge here before the war. In Australia, you had a large amount of people that came there after the Second World War. And one of our stories I want to talk to you about is 2,000 members of the Sydney Jewry mark Yom HaShoah, including 400 youth. Tell us about this.
So, and in fact, and just to go back one step, not only did a large number of survivors come here, but in fact, Australia has been home to the largest number of Holocaust survivors per capita anywhere in the world outside of Israel. Any Jewish community in the world outside of Israel.
Wow.
27,000 survivors came to Australia. And we now have only around 7,000 left for obvious reasons.
Mm.
And which obviously, you know, causes different issues in terms of Holocaust remembrance. So over the last two nights, Sunday night and Monday night, we had two Holocaust commemorations here in Sydney. And the reason we always have two is because listeners who are familiar with the geographical layout of the Jewish community in Sydney knows that it is pretty much divided sort of two-thirds, one-third, two-thirds in what we call the eastern suburbs and one-third on what we call the North Shore. So we have the identical ceremony twice over. It totaled about 2,000 members of the community, but what was very significant, there was a third commemoration for the first time ever. And it's called Youth Here. Here being an acronym, H-E-A-R, standing for Holocaust Education and Remembrance. And this is the inspiration was a small group of young adults. And yes, we, the Jewish Board of Deputies, have sort of mentored them and provided some funding. But they brought together 400 young people, mainly Jewish, but also non-Jewish colleagues and friends and guests as well. And they had their own Holocaust commemoration, 400 young adults, which is a tremendous hope for the future in terms of the importance of Holocaust commemoration and education, etc. And if that were not enough, at both our formal adult education Holocaust commemorations, there were large numbers of Jewish kids from the schools, etc., etc. So very gratifying to see those 400 young adults. The speaker that we had, the keynote speaker we had, was a man named Dr. Brendan Nelson, who wouldn't be known to anyone in South Africa, but is the director of the Australian War Memorial in Canberra, which is our nation's capital.
Right.
And this is a man, he's a former defense minister of this country, former ambassador to Europe. And as director of the Australian War Memorial, he fought for and got in place about 3-4 years ago a permanent exhibition on the Holocaust. He said when he took up this role some years ago, there were just 7 photographs of the Holocaust. He's allocated an entire section of the War Memorial to the Holocaust. And as he spoke in his amazingly powerful address, he connected the importance of Holocaust education with the importance of memory. And as he said, when someone objected to why he was doing this, said, what has this got to do with Australia? He said, it has everything to do with Australia as a country which is about democratic rights and freedoms and fighting the Nazis. And he just brought it all together brilliantly in his presentation. And was just a really inspirational address.
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. And of course, the big challenge at the moment is how to pass on the information around the Holocaust and how to make it relevant for the next generation. As unfortunately, as you said earlier, many of the survivors are starting to die out simply because of age. So it really becomes very important. And I think somewhere the message is going to morph. I suspect the message is going to morph a little bit as we as the next generation takes this on.
Very much so. And in fact, part of the key components of our commemorations are, apart from the keynote, we also have six survivors lighting candles in honor of their families and obviously the 6 million. And one of the survivors who went up to light a candle is 100 years old.
Wow.
Another one is 99.
Yeah.
And they stood there proudly and strongly. But obviously, you know, this cannot go on forever.
Yeah, absolutely. And on that note, 120 descendants of Holocaust survivors create a giant formation of the word Chai.
So this was a wonderful story. And so this was initiated just a couple of years ago with just 17 people. And they decided to form the letter Chai it's a large field, but it's right next to some cliffs, cliffs right next to the sea. And this number has grown exponentially from 27 2 years ago to 120 people this year. And these are all people who are descendants of survivors. They're all dressed in white, and they form this giant formation of the word Chai, which everyone knows means life. And then this is 2019, if nothing else. Cameras suspended from drones captured the amazing moment.
Amazing.
And took video and photographs of this Chai from up there in the heavens. And it's this wonderful photograph which the Australian Jewish News have actually published on their front page, the main photograph of this Chai on this field next to cliffs, next to the sea, of 120 people wearing white. And they did it just a couple of days ago in the lead up to Yom HaShoah and to make a very powerful statement. And the image, by the way, has been viewed on Facebook over 200,000 times in the couple of days it's been up there. So just a great initiative and with drones to capture it. Just got that message out there in a very beautiful way.
Incredible. Finally, government commits $140,000 for CCTV cameras at Bondi Beach.
So this is, as we discussed last week, there have been two spates of swastikas painted on Bondi Beach, which is very much a heart of Jewish Sydney. And within 3 or 4 days of the second spate of swastikas, the Australian government, the federal government, announced that it would give $140,000 to install CCTV cameras along the beachfront. Now, there have been CCTV cameras there forever, but they point out to sea. In other words, in case people get caught in the waves, are in danger of drowning. And obviously, we're talking about a different issue here, and that is bigots and racists who indulge in this sort of awful behavior. So to its credit, the government have announced that they will give $140,000 and the council will, you know, set about installing CCTV cameras on Bondi Beachfront, which is obviously very welcome and full credit to the government for responding as quickly as it has.
Absolutely fantastic. Time is 6:23. That is Vic Alladay talking to us every Tuesday with the Australia Report. Vic is the CEO of the Jewish Board of Deputies in New South Wales. It is 6:23. Let's take a quick look at what is happening on